Amy Allen is proudly a professional songwriter, and yet...
I tell everyone to never date a songwriter. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would. It's terrifying. That is just risky, risky business.
That's because so much music can be about love and relationship and all that sticky stuff. Certainly true of the songs she's written and recorded now for herself. They are on her debut self-titled album. Amy Allen's called this track To Love Me.
All that I was once taught him how to open his heart, and he learned how to hold it so good, 'cause he laid in my arms. I'm not saying we need to be friends, but we shouldn't be enemies, 'cause to love him is to love me.
Basically, my first boyfriend I dated for 6 years, and I wanted to write a letter to him as kind of like a thank you letter for all of the memories that we made together and all the time we spent that really informed a huge part of who I am today. And then as I started writing it, I was like, actually, it feels much more interesting and heart-wrenching to write it to his new wife who, you know, I haven't really been able to be a part of his life because he's in this new beautiful relationship and I fully understand that. So the whole song is a letter to his wife now, which I thought was a really interesting concept, and I've never written anything like that. It's basically the concept is like to love him is to love me, because I'm so much of these memories that are so formative for who he is today and vice versa with me because of him. And I think it's something so many people experience, but I had never heard in a song. So I was really excited to dive into it, and I'm really proud of that one. I love it.
Forgive me, none of my business, but do you know if the if the real-life object of what began as the letter and became the song has heard it?
Actually, it's so funny. As I was on the tube, I'm in London right now, to get to this interview, my mom sent me a little clip of something that his father had sent about this, like, New York Times article. So I don't know if it's trickled down fully and, like, the gears have fully clocked it, but his parents have heard it. So there's that.
Well, that's just, I can't imagine they wouldn't share it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It's probably made its way around.
You've written songs for Justin Bieber, Harry Styles, Selena Gomez, so many people. What made you decide to start doing it for yourself now?
So I've always written songs for myself. When I grew up in Maine in a really small town, my middle sister was playing in a rock band of all girls. She played drums and they needed a bass player. And I started playing bass when I was like 9 years old to be in that rock band called No U-Turn. And then I started writing songs and I just have never stopped. So I've always written for myself. But when I moved to New York after college, I fell in love with the songwriting session scene and I really dove headfirst into it and have built a career off of that. But writing songs in my home by myself has always been the heart of music for me. So it's really nice now to put out my first album and dive into that.
Let's hear a little of your song, Choices.
Life goes by, we make choices. Mine have always been annoying. Even on my best days, I miss you.
I guess our lives are steered by choices, but do we always know we're making a choice when we make them?
I know. There's that one quote, I always forget what it is, but it's like, by not making a choice, you are making a choice. And I think for me, the hardest part of growing up has been being the only person from my family that has moved far away from home to pursue this kind of like lofty dream of doing songwriting and being an artist. And that kind of like haunts me all the time. And I miss them so much. I've tried to write a version of this song so many times, and for some reason, when I went into the studio this one day, it just kind of like fell out of me, and I'm really proud of it.
Does that happen to you with songs? They sometimes just come out of you, seize you, announce they're there?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I read this Paul McCartney quote one time, which was like, the best songs get written so quickly. And I feel that for sure. A lot of the songs on my album that are my favorite happened, you know, probably within 30 minutes, and I didn't even realize I was writing an important song at all until after I finished it, and I was like, wow, this is one of my favorite things I've ever written.
Just the imagine you write about that every now and then you talk about is breaking my
I went to school for music at Berklee in Boston, and I had the first guy I ever dated that was in music was this British guy, and we had kind of a tumultuous relationship, and when it ended, I wrote this song called The American, which was basically about being like how you could be so close to somebody in their whole world, and then all of a sudden, I'm just this like American girl that was a phase in his life that he like rolls his eyes and laughs about once in a while, and how like you know, something so big can go get narrowed down to something so small. And it's kind of a funny song, but it's odd. Like, I feel it with every relationship I've had. This song like kept coming back. It's the oldest song on the album, and I just kept feeling it really near and dear to my heart. So I was happy to get it on there.
Forgive me. I seem to be asking this about all your songs. Does the object of the song?
I have no idea. No idea. I haven't talked to him since, I don't know, college. So, yeah, he would know what it's about him if he heard it, for sure.
Oh, mercy. Well, there's a line in there. You said this country is a lie. You think you're free, but you're not.
Yeah.
Must have been quite an argument.
Yeah, I think it's weird. I've dated a few guys that are, honestly, this is a weird thing to say, but most of my boyfriends have not been American for some reason. So I've gotten into the same argument with a few of my exes where it becomes this kind of like condescending thing to be American. And it has made me have this big come to Jesus moment about like what it means to be from where you're from.
Yeah. You want to write more for yourself now?
Definitely. I think this album was so cathartic for me. And I think writing for other people is such a beautiful process, but it's something completely different to write something for myself and have that exist in the world. And the kind of mission statement of this whole album for me was to make something that when I'm a grandmother, I can play it and still feel like these songs are resonating and I had complete control over what they sound like and what the lyrics were and what the melody was. And it's nice to have something so like intimately close to me that I don't necessarily, you know, have to incorporate other people's stories into as I'm going. So yeah, I think it's lit a fire in me to definitely keep writing songs for myself.
Amy Allen, your debut album, Amy Allen. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.